But it's about more than merely avoiding pain. No, it's about building trust over time. It's about being reliable. It's about integrity.
I don't know what that word means.
The man shook his head.
Simply put, integrity is about knowing the difference between right and wrong.
I know about sin.
Indeed, but there's a difference between knowing and doing.
Fedor raised the man's feet to check the soles. He scraped away bits of dried dirt and salt from the grooves. He studied his work for a long moment and got to his feet on creaking knees.
All done.
The man examined his shoes and took a piece of hack silver from his pocket.
This is for you. Thank you.
Fedor pocketed the silver and tipped his cap.
Thanks, mister.
Remember what I said?
He held Fedor's gaze.
We all have choices in this world.
He turned and walked away. Fedor dropped his scraping tool into his box and sighed.
Whatever.
His eyes widened at the glimmer of silver resting on the seat. He snatched it up and turned it in his fingers. It showed a wyvern crest on one side and a profile of Ostrich's last empress on the reverse, a one-crown coin. He hurriedly stuffed his cloth and brushes into his box and slammed the lid shut.
What if he kept the coin for himself?
With a sigh, he picked up his box and chased after the man. He caught up to him at the stairs leading to the arena.
Hey, mister!
The man spun on his heels and smiled at Fedor.
Ah, child, is there a problem?
Fedor handed the coin to the man.
This must have dropped from your pocket.
The man studied the coin and tossed it back.
That coin is for you.
For me?
His eyes widened.
I didn't know. You should have said.
If I had said, you wouldn't have done the right thing.
Deep lines set between Fedor's eyebrows.
What do you mean?
The man reached into his purse and pulled out another one-crown coin. He held it between his fingers and flicked it with his thumb, sending it turning through the air into Fedor's hand.
And now you have two.
He tapped the side of his nose.
Remember what I said about integrity. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
The man strode away and Fedor shook his head.
Who was he? What in the void was he trying to prove?
His heart raced. Maybe it was another test. What if the priest had sent him to make sure Fedor was not pocketing the gains for himself? They would beat him again and feed him only scraps for a week. He refused to go through that again.
But if it was not a test...
A hand slapped down on his shoulder.
I don't know what that was, but that was great. Never seen one like that before.
Fedor vaguely recognized the lad, a few years his senior. He wore a grey short coat, white shirt, trousers and boots, his sharp features shaded by a flat cap.
I don't think we've had the pleasure, mate.
He pumped Fedor's hand.
I'm Lev.
I'm confused.
Confused? Thought your name was Fedor.
It is. Wait, how do you know?
Quick!
He tugged Fedor's wrist and ducked into a tunnel at the edge of the market square.
This way.
Where are we going?
Lev stopped.
He is fine.
He looked past Fedor and nodded to himself.
Never tell who's listening, you know?
What do you want?
Fedor glanced back over his shoulder.
Don't worry, mate.
Lev held his palms open.
I've got no intention of robbing you, if that's what you're worried about. Just want to know how you pulled it off.
Pulled what off?
You think I don't recognise a scam when I see one? I've not seen that one before. How did it work? Is it just you?
Just me what?
Mate, seriously?
Lev rolled his eyes and sighed.
I saw what happened. You can't bullshit a bullshitter.
It wasn't a scam, honest.
Now, mate, I saw with my own eyes. You got Bartok Schultz to give you coin for no reason.
He fixed Fader's gaze.
I'll know a scam when I see one. Trust me. How did you set it up?
It's not a scam.
Course not.